Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Trip, we're going to talk about, should you as an entrepreneur worry about what you're working on being too small, quote unquote, or not significant enough?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's a fear that I've seen in a million different forms, a million different times with entrepreneurs and with startups, is this fear of doing something that's too small, working on something that might not become big enough, that might not be thinking big enough. And I've always been in conflict with this fear. And so recently I was talking to somebody that was working on something, I don't know, that sounds like a really, really big idea. But then when I poked why they worked on this, why she decided to focus on this, she was just like, well, it seems like a really big area. It seems like a trend. I think that this is going to become the future. And so I decided to work on this. And then when I asked her what she's really passionate about, she told me that, you know, she had this other idea that she was much more passionate about that is much closer to her heart, much more personal to her, but she decided not to pursue that idea because she felt it would be too small. So, Heaton, why do we worry so much about the things that we're working on as entrepreneurs being big or having big potential? And is the fear of working on something that's too small and too insignificant, is that a healthy fear, a fear that entrepreneurs should have? I thought we should tackle this and unpack it for the audience.
You have to define it. You have to define small and big. You know, you have to really define it. I don't understand when someone says, hey, I'm working on something too small. I don't know what that means. And that's the biggest problem I have. Is it too small of a market? Do you think you can't make enough money? Do you feel like you need to solve a bigger problem in the world because you aspire to solve bigger problems? What is it? What do you mean by too small? So I think oftentimes people will have in their heads what they mean by too small, and their logic is flawed. And it's funny, you could point to some of the largest companies on the planet and argue that they started too small. You could point to failures that have occurred in you know, business and point to the fact that, you know, they were too ambitious, you know? And so it was too big,
yeah.
You know? So to me, this is a completely subjective thing. And you have to turn it into something where you can actually quantify, what do I mean by too small? And if you can quantify what you mean by too small, then I think you can make a lot more, a much more informed, logical decision.
I love that. You know, the other thing that I noticed over the years, kind of the entrepreneurial community, is that there's this kind of myth that we have, or this story or narrative that is being told of these people that live inauthentic lives, that work in a cubicle or work in a job they hate. And what they really would need to do is to start their own business, to be entrepreneurs, to create something new. But their fear is holding them back. Society is holding them back. Their family is holding them back. And so they're not living their true selves. And they're confined in this employee mentality, you know, framework that is robbing them of their authenticity. And here we are, amazing entrepreneurs. We broke through that. We broke through the resistance of our parents, of our coworkers, of our boss, of society. And we left this amazing job. We took all this risk on and we're starting this company. Look at us. Aren't we fucking amazing? And awesome, right? In some cases, or in many cases, that might have been a true story that somebody lived through. And I applaud those people. But I've seen the exact same story play out a million times within the entrepreneurial community, where somebody started a company, was a founder and CEO in title, had raised some money, had created this identity around being an entrepreneur, and then realized, I actually fucking hate this, right? This isn't fun for me. And what I'd really like to do is I'd like to be a teacher in a school and teach, you know, what, a fourth graders. Or what I'd really like to do is being an author and writing fiction books. Or what I really like to do is try to be an actor. And when they try to make that step, how then it is as hard for them to make that transition as it was for somebody else to go from employee to entrepreneur. Because of exactly the same dynamics. Oh, what are all my founder and CEO friends are going to think about me trying to be an actor now? What? You're trying to build a technology company and change the world, and now you're going to be just a dumb actor? Like, it's the same fucking thing. Or like self-identity issues. I had CEO on my business card, and now what? I'm going to write aspiring author, fiction writer? Like, people get stuck in the entrepreneurial world or get stuck being entrepreneurs and founders that aren't really happy with being founders and entrepreneurs, that aren't really, once they made that choice, they realize they made a choice for the wrong reasons. Maybe because they thought that that would give them significance. Maybe because they thought they would enjoy it. Maybe because they thought that that would make them rich, whatever it was. And they realize at some point, this isn't really my thing, but now they're stuck in this new identity. And because being an entrepreneur and founder is now even more celebrated than ever before, right? Especially in the startup world, the tech world. The tech world has gotten a lot more popularity because of all the success and all the influence around the world. Being a tech founder, CEO, entrepreneur is such a cool identity today that letting that go or leaving that behind to start a new life in an area that might not be as prestigious. You know, I know all these entrepreneurs that have become, I don't know, authors or life coaches or something like that. And I know that secretly other entrepreneurs are actually like pointing fingers and then going, I don't understand this decision. How can you become a life coach? Like, this seems like a weird job. Like, you were a fucking CEO of a tech company. You had raised $10 million and now you're like a life coach. This is weird. So to me, you know, I know I went a little bit on a rant here, but to me, it's just, I don't know, it's this one narrative that I think growing up, I believed in. And once I spent enough time in this community, in this industry, I realized how full of shit it is, right? And that I see all these people that chose to be entrepreneurs for as many bad reasons as any other human being chooses to be in any other career path, and how they get stuck in it. And they're afraid of leaving, or they're afraid of following their true passion, even within entrepreneurship, and working on an idea or something they really love, but they think other people wouldn't admire or wouldn't believe in or wouldn't think is big enough. All right, I'll pause my rant here to hear your response on it.
I think you're right. I think what the thing I hear underneath all of this is judgment. You're just making a judgment, and you're making a judgment that in a lot of the cases that you described are about other people, not you.
Yeah.
So you're judging yourself based on what you think other people are going to think of you. That's just being unfair to yourself. If you really want to do something, there is no it's too big or it's too small. Just figure out if you really want to do it. Don't worry about what other people think. You know, like really, like it's something you want to do, you want to realize it, you want to do it, you think it's relevant to you, you want to see it out in the world, just do it. Don't make it that big of a deal where you don't do it because of what you think other people are going to think of you.
I love that. And I think this is maybe an important message, even if it's not a popular one to hear. Just because you were an entrepreneur in the past or you're an entrepreneur today, you're a founder today, doesn't mean this is to be your identity for the rest of your life. It doesn't. It's not some kind of a better place that there's no turning back on or stepping back away from. You might be a founder today, and tomorrow, maybe what's better for you, what's a more authentic path for you, would be to join another company or join somebody else's vision and help them. You don't, once you go from employee to founder, it's not some kind of a thing that you never want to leave, because founder by definition is always better than employee. It isn't. There have been many, many founders that are a lot more broke than employees. Like, there's employees that got, you know, people that work for other people that got a lot richer than founders of failed startups. There's people that have a lot higher quality of life. So it's not just about rich and financial outcomes. There's a lot of people that live a lot happier lives than a lot of founders. There's a lot of people that have a lot more impact than founders. For some whatever reason, we think that a founder is one of the most impactful things we could do, one of the most fulfilling things we could do, one of the most financially rewarding things we could do. And those things can be true, but they're not universal truths. They're not gravity of the planet entrepreneurship, right? So not everybody's going to experience these things. And if you're a founder, you're working on an idea that you don't love and that you're not passionate about and you don't care about, but you think is big, stop, take a break, and really ask yourself if you want to devote your life and your time on those things. And remember what Heaton said in the beginning, how many of the biggest companies started off as these weird little hobby looking like companies, right? Computers were a hobby for these weird people, you know. I remember, like, I gave a talk once. They wanted me to give a talk about how Silicon Valley helped me think big. It was somewhere in Europe, and they just always, Europeans always have this fear that they're thinking too small and Americans think really big. So that was like their base assumption. Stelly was thinking small and then went to America and learned how to think big. And my whole talk was the exact opposite, how I learned to think small in Silicon Valley. And I mentioned the story of, like, I met the founders of Airbnb and Dropbox in the first like 5-6 weeks of being in the US. And I remember judging both of these founders thinking their ideas are dumb and small. I wanted to change the world of education. That was my first idea when it came to the Valley. And I was like, what, air mattresses in people's apartments and then cooking breakfast for them? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is such a dumb, weird idea. Or Dropbox file sharing. I'm like, is file sharing a problem that needs to be fixed? I mean, just to give you an idea of how dumb I was and how great of an investor I would be in choosing billion-dollar unicorns. A lot of massive companies started out looking like little hobbies and weird little companies. And as you said in the beginning, the opposite is also true. A lot of these overly ambitious, obviously big ideas fail when they start off like that. So life is too short to worry about, is what I do significant or small, or what will other people judge me if I do this or if I stop doing this? Life is too precious for this shit. Just ask yourself who you want to be, what kind of a life you want to live today and tomorrow, and go chase those dreams, your authentic, true dreams. Don't worry about anything else. Everything else will fall into place on its own.
Love that. That's it.
That's it from us. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.